Hi, and welcome to the Erotic Renaissance Podcast, where we discuss sex, love, relationships, spirituality, and all things passionate. My name is Erin, and I'm super duper excited about this episode because we are talking about flirting with each of the zodiac signs. I'm excited. Are you excited? I hope you're excited. So along with my tarot reading and sex coaching, I very Gemini MC of me also became an astrologer over COVID because I just kind of wanted to understand the material and I got really, really deep into it. So I want to report and teach you how to flirt with each and every one of the zodiac signs. This is most applicable to each of the zodiac signs, rising signs. Now, I know in modern astrology, people like to say that the rising sign is very much like the mask that we put on, but the traditional astrology that I study, which is Hellenistic astrology, the first house quite literally refers to you. And if you're using whole sign houses, wherever your rising sign falls, it's going to set up your first house. So I've found through my studies and dealing with people that people's rising signs really show up as them, unless they have a stellium, which is three or more personal planets, or they have the ruler of their ascendant, which means the planet sign that is ruling their first house. That's kind of how that person will show up. So this is so much more applicable to someone's rising sign, but you can still use the information as their sun sign, and you can kind of tell because some people that you talk to, like, you know, someone might be like an Aries sun, but you know they don't really act like an Aries. So they might have a rising sign and a ruler of their rising sign that's just very, very different. Or you know, they just have a lot of that planet in their chart. And you can kind of tell who that person is. Because, like, if you think of talking to, like, a Taurus or something, like, you could tell who the Taurus people are. So let's think about the approach. This is when you're flirting with people and you're attempting to get someone's attention, we don't want to treat people's hearts like a game. We don't want to use information unethically and just try to get things from people or pretend to be someone that we are not. However, there are, just in dating and in talking to people in general, there are going to be certain things that you vibe with other people with a lot more than other people. And sometimes some of the traditional dating approaches may not work with every single one of these types of people. So it's kind of good to know what these people are looking for, because you might, for example, you might need subtlety with someone because they need to feel super safe. But if you don't know that they need to feel super safe, you may not choose to do that. And that can be, you know, it could come off something else. So it's really important to kind of get to know the person that you want to be with, and what kind of relationship you want with that person, because not every person wants a romantic committed relationship. Not every person wants to have a fling. Not every person is looking for more of a rotation dating thing where you're just, we're with each other. And then when we're not each other, we're not that. And all of these dating styles are perfectly valid and great. The best type of person is the person that matches up with what you want in life, whether they're your soulmate or your twin flame. And often when we choose to date from a place of mutual values, we find our twin flames a lot easier because we're not making our decisions based off of the feeling all the time. And sometimes when we're dating, we get a certain feeling from someone and they make us feel so good. And a lot of that can be very karmic, can be very traditionally in your past, can be from past trauma or childhood wounds. So you never know. So it's always good to kind of look at the values and what other people want and then make your decision from there. But without further ado, let's get into how to flirt with an Aries. Most applicable to Aries rising, but sun and moon can work as well. So Aries, the ram ruled by Mars, you want to be very direct. Aries don't like bullshit. One of my best friends in the whole wide world has Aries ruling their ascendant, their rising sign. And I've been surrounded by bunches of Aries. And whether they like you or don't like you, you want to be direct. Because if you try to play a game with them, they're going to lose interest. And if you try to manipulate them, they're going to get mad. So you want to just be direct and just say, hey, I don't know if you're feeling this, but I'm kind of feeling you. And I'd really like to know where this is going or like what you kind of want so we can like hang out or something like that. Like you want to be pretty direct. You don't want to be rude or like, you know, chase them really hard, but you want to be pretty direct with your intentions because an Aries is going to tell you straight up if that works for them. Like if they're in a part of their life where they don't want to be in a long-term committed relationship, they will straight up tell you that. They'll be like, oh, I don't want that. Sorry. They're very direct. So you want to be direct with them. And be flirty with them, you know, tell them that you like the way they look, tell them that you like their body because Aries tend to love to work out. They work hard for the way that they look, you know, if you're into sports, a lot of Aries are into sports, not every single Aries, but a lot of Aries are into sports, playing sports, not necessarily like big giant sports friends, but playing sports. So you might want to talk to them about that. And just being very, very direct, very pointed, telling the truth, you know, don't fabricate stuff. And one of the things you want to avoid with an Aries is trying to compete with them. Because if you do compete with them, like Aries has a hard time being friendly with their competitions. Like they're like, if we're competing, we're competing. Like, so, you know, you might want to avoid that unless that's something that you like, that's a dynamic that you like. And also Aries doesn't mind taking charge. And honestly, if they like you, you will know because they'll be like all up in your business and all up in your face. And if you're questioning whether or not they like you, they probably don't. So just be direct. Either they don't or they weren't thinking about you in that particular way. Like it wasn't just, it just wasn't something that they were thinking about. So when you bring it to their attention, they can think about it and be like, oh, like actually I kind of would like to date that person. So that is how you flirt with an Aries. Be direct. Don't play games. Avoid trying to compete with them unless that's the kind of relationship that you want, which is a little bit more adversarial, which I've only found really works in books and movies, not necessarily in real life. So that's my advice for flirting with an Aries, sun, moon, or rising. On to Taurus. Taurus is like the opposite energy of Aries. It's a lot slower, a lot more sensual, and loves quality things. You want to impress a Taurus, getting them some really quality things, getting some really quality gifts of something that they really, really like that's well thought out. And like again, quality over quantity. Like if you get them a really nice sweater, if they're into sweaters, you get them a really nice sweater that's their size or something like that, Taurus will be into that. Also sensual touch. If a Taurus is really liking you, touch is really important to Tauruses. Taurus rules the neck. So, you know, if finding a way to kind of stroke their neck or stroke their hands or just showing them that physical attention, it was going to go pretty well with a Taurus, so long as they feel safe with you. And the only thing that I would say is just being very, very thoughtful with them, being like, again, quality over quantity. If you're going to take a Taurus out on a date, you want to make sure that that date is like, it is it. You have thought of stuff. You've talked to them. You listen to them. They like the same exact things. They don't really change. So it should be pretty easy to figure out what they like because it's not constantly changing. And they do tend to be a little bit more traditional. So if you're interested in being with a Taurus man, you might want to wait for them to approach you and let them do nice things for you because they're going to want to take you out on a date. They're going to want to spend money on you. They're going to want to like touch you sensually and give you a massage. Like let them do that. That is a part of the fun for them. So that's how you flirt with a Taurus, sun, moon, or rising. Moving on to Gemini, sun, moon, or rising, be prepared to talk a lot. A lot of talking, and be prepared to talk about a lot of things. When dealing with someone who is a Gemini, you better make sure that you are up to par with the most current news, what's going on in your area or the people around you. You want to banter with them, you know, keep up with them in conversation. little shameless plug here. If you are interested in getting your natal chart reading, seeing what the stars have to say about you, your relationships, and where you're going in life, feel free to book a natal chart reading with me. I have done quite a few people at this point, and we can go over your transits, what you're going through in the next few years, how to attract the perfect partner, where you might potentially meet said partner, and basically going into who you are as a person and setting you up for success. Let me know if you want to book a natal chart meeting with me. You can do it at my Instagram, Romance Tarot Witch, and we can talk and go from there. Geminis love to talk. They love to banter. They love to pick your brain. They love to know what's going on. What are you thinking about? What are your ideas? Be prepared to tell them because they want to know. Definitely not the kind of person you want to be with if you're looking for more of a physical connection. I'm not saying they wouldn't have sex with you, but I just mean like, this is a really, like, they like mental connections. They like mental stimulation. They want to see your intellect. They want to see how smart you are, how intelligent you are. And they love lots and lots of different topics. So if you're the kind of person who does a lot in your life, like I said, I'm a Gemini MC. MC is midheaven, which means that's the highest point of my chart. I tend to have my hands in a lot of different things, though that's not really my personality, but I'm usually busy. You know, I'm an astrologer. I'm a sex love relationship coach. I'm a tarot reader. I work as a hairdresser. I work at a company. Like, you can expect people who have a lot of Gemini in their chart to be kind of having their hands in a lot of different things. So being able to keep up with them in conversation is a must. And being able to be flirty, witty, bantering, kind of like going back and forth in like a cute, flirty manner. Like, ugh, Geminis love that shit. So definitely, definitely try it out. Moving on to Cancers, mostly rising signs, but a sun and moon as well, and sometimes even Venus. I have a Cancer Venus, and I find that this definitely can show up for me because it's aspected by a lot of different things. Honestly, you could probably apply this to a lot of people's Venuses, depending on what house it's in, but rising signs definitely the most applicable. Cancers need to feel safe. I cannot stress this enough. Whatever type of flirting you want to do with a Cancer, like, put that to the side and make sure that the Cancer actually feels safe with you, because that hard exterior shell, like, they're so protective over themselves, over their friends and family. It can take a lot to get through that shell, but like, once you get through the shell, they're just like the ooey gooey, like, they will be in love with you and love you like nobody else, so long as you don't betray them. So really prioritize making the Cancer feel safe around you, which means that you're not invalidating their feelings. You're not, you know, telling them that it's stupid to feel that way, because there's a lot of emotions that come with Cancers, and that's cool and that's normal. So you do not want to invalidate them. You want to make them feel safe with you. Cancers are also very sentimental. So, you know, if you want to flirt with a Cancer, like, if you can get them something that reminds you of the first time that you met, and they will like die and be like, oh my God, so cute. Or get them something that they really like that's just very sentimental. You know, getting to know their family will go a long way with a Cancer. It can be very traditional. So, but the biggest trick with Cancer is just making them feel safe with you, making them feel validated with you, and being willing to listen to how they feel and dealing with the ups and downs of their emotions, which is perfectly valid. You just want to make sure that you are not invalidating that or trying to tell them that they are wrong for feeling a certain way. And that's like pretty much the Cancer trick if that's someone that you want to be in a relationship with, because there are a lot of emotions there. Moving on to Leo. So Leo's sun, moon, rising, and sometimes Venus. We'll add that in there. Leos want the drama. You know, I would say that grand gestures go a long way with Leos, but they have to be authentic. I think something that gets lost with Leo is that Leo's bullshit meter is actually pretty high. It's higher than most other signs because Leo is ruled by the sun. Leo knows when you are coming from a place of authenticity and when you are shining from a place that really feels like it's you versus when you're just putting on, you're faking or you're just trying to impress them. Like a Leo wants you to be impressed with them genuinely. So if you're just trying to get into somebody's pants or you're just trying to be in a relationship with someone, like you have to think that they're cool. You have to think that their dreams are cool. You have to think that what they're doing in the world is interesting and cool. You can't just flatter them for faking because that might work for a little bit, but eventually when you don't keep that up in the relationship, the Leo will notice and they will move on. So you need to be interested in what the Leo is doing and what's important to them. Compliment them. Genuine, real compliments. I mean, you don't have to make a dime in your life. And if you are really, really good at compliments, like a Leo will be like, ah, yes, this is amazing. So getting really good with compliments, that will save you so much time, but they have to be genuine. Think authenticity. So with a Leo, the real trick is that you really need to be interested in what the Leo is doing, who they are, and what they want to become. If you think that their dreams are stupid, if they want to be an actor or an artist, if you think that, you know, their performativity is too much, probably not the person for you because they are going to perform, they're going to be a lot, but they also are such generous lovers and they want to put you on the throne right next to them in a relationship. They just need to feel like you are hyping them up and that you are their hype man and that they can hype you up. So compliments, authenticity, and grand gestures. Moving on to Virgo. Virgo, as a Virgo rising, I can tell you that even with all the Leo fire in my chart, I am such an awkward flirter and I don't know how to deal with people who outwardly just flirt with me and I like, and you know, I'm actually interested in them. So safety is pretty important to a Virgo, but also a lot of the times you might want to let them come to you because they don't want to make a fool of themselves and they're overthinkers. So they will look at your text message and be like, what does this mean? Like, what do they actually mean? I don't know what this is. I'm going to show it to all my friends. I don't understand this. Like, they can be very overthinking. Being someone who helps make their life easier, being like an acts of service kind of person can go a long way with a Virgo. Being able to keep up in conversation. They are ruled by Mercury. They love to talk just as much as Gemini do, but they're also exalted and ruled by Mercury. Like, you want to talk about a really good conversationalist? Like, Virgos are very, when you get to know them, they're very funny and they're really good conversation starters. They really know how to have a good conversation. So you want to make sure that if you're talking to a Virgo that you're able to talk about things that are important to them, be of service to them. So, or let them be of service to you. They're going to want it to go both ways, most likely. You even want to start out by just getting to know them as a friend and as a person rather than trying to get to know them from a place of like trying to date them right away. Like a Virgo wants to feel like you are taking the time to get to know them. So that is super important to them. Anything else with Virgo that I want to think? Oh, when a Virgo gives you advice, do not get offended. I think one of the things that happens with Virgos is they will write you off as somebody they don't want to date if you don't know how to take criticism in a way that is, you know, actually healthy. And on top of that, Virgos also, they want to feel like you are growing. So you need to make sure that you're growing as a person. Doesn't matter how slow the growth is. It doesn't matter what you're growing into, but you need to be dedicated to growth. And that's going to go a long way with a Virgo. Like that's the kind of person you need to be. If you're either going to approach a Virgo and try to be in a relationship with them, you have to be dedicated to your own growth and your own self-actualization. Because when you do that, then boo, you got something to talk about with them because they'll talk to you all day about that. All right, so let's go. Libra, sun, moon, and rising, and sometimes Venus in its rulership. Libras love to flirt. They love classic romantic things and play the game and charm them. Like a Libra kind of wants the game a little bit. They want to see you, like, they want to see what you're going to come up with. They want to kind of like go back and forth with you and banter a little bit. They can be such a devil's advocate and just want to argue the other side just to get a little rile out of you. Flirt with them, like tell them that like they're beautiful and things of that sort, or they're attractive, and just be ready to go back and forth. You know, these people are very socially inclined, so they're probably going to hang out. They probably have a lot of friends. They want to hang out with their friends. You know, getting to know their friends can go a long way with a Libra, actually taking the time to get to know the people around them as well as you can be super, super good. So when you're dealing with a Libra, you know, being classically flirty, you know, taking them out on a lavish date, you know, maybe buying them something nice, being super sweet to them. Or if they're a man, they want to be more classically inclined with you. So letting them take you out on a date, like letting them do those things for you and just going like shamelessly flirt back and forth. Oh my goodness, my best friend's Libra rising. I know so many Libras, like, don't be afraid to flirt them up. They love that stuff. All right, on to Scorpio. Ooh. One thing I'm going to tell you about Scorpio. A lot of Scorpios get this classically bad rep because they're ruled by the genitals. This thought that they are not very loyal partners, that they kind of want to have sex with everybody, and all of these different things. This is not true. If a Scorpio wants to be in a relationship, if they decide they want to be in a relationship, they want to be in a relationship with that person and nobody else. They have this laser focus where they just want to be with that one person. They don't have the time and energy to be spreading that over all, like, all over the place. This is most Scorpios if they don't have any mitigating factors. So with all that being said, get ready to get into some deep conversations, talk about the stuff that's happened in your past, talk about your pains, your traumas, you know, get into that deep space with Scorpio, because Scorpio wants to hear that. Like, they want everything. They want the good, they want the bad, they want everything. So that's super important. Don't bullshit them. Don't lie to them. It takes a really long time for them to open up in general, but if you try to lie to them or bullshit them, their bullshit meter is so high, like they will see right through it and they will drop you so fast because you are already like, you know, they'll just go into that mindset of, oh, I knew that person was lying. I knew that person was this. I knew that person was that. And you don't want that. So this is not the person to play a game with. This is not the person, like, you can flirt with them, but you better mean it. Like, if you flirt with a Scorpio, you better be want to be in a relationship with them, or you better want to be in the type of relationship that they want to be in, because they're going to be like, oh, we're flirting, we're doing this, like, what's up? So just make sure that that's what you want, and don't bullshit them, don't lie to them, and know that they're not going to trust you right away, and definitely just be okay with that. They won't trust you right away, and that's perfectly okay. They're going to like have their questions and their suspicion. If you're patient with them, if you're just like, yeah, I understand, and answer their questions long, but with also having boundaries, because sometimes Scorpios can be so nosy. They want to know so many things, and you can definitely have boundaries with them without, and if they're a healthy person, they're not going to like fault you or be mean to you because of that. But yeah, don't bullshit them, because they will know. Sagittarius, Sun, Moon, Rising, and sometimes Venus. Be willing to go on an adventure. Be willing to go do something spontaneous and fun. They like to talk about philosophy. They're very intelligent. They're ruled by Jupiter, so they will love to talk about those types of topics. And Sagittarius also tend to be like a stan for like one thing. So if you get into like the hobby that they're really into, that can go a long way with Sagittarius. Sagittarius might have like one particular thing or one particular artist or one particular TV show that they really, 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 really like. So watching that TV show with them, you know, getting to know them, getting to know that thing that they stand for can go a long way. Sagittarius typically don't always like these very super monogamous relationships. They don't like being rigid. However, this does not necessarily mean that, this is necessarily it doesn't necessarily mean that they can't be loyal partners or anything like that. It just means that, you know, they like to be free spirited. They like to kind of be out there in the wind, and they don't necessarily know where they're going next. So as long as you're okay with that, you're good. But definitely learning to like the things that they like and getting to know them from that perspective, and being willing to have really good conversations and being spontaneous. If you're taking them on the date, make it spontaneous. If they're taking you on a date, be okay with being spontaneous, because you might start out in your city and end up somewhere else. All right. So on to Capricorn. Be willing to invest in a long-term relationship with Capricorn. They tend to be very traditional. If you were dating a Capricorn man, you're dating someone who wants the marriage, wants the kids, and probably will make you sign an NDA. they are about investing. They're looking for people to invest in you. So if you're a traditional person, having those traditional norms can go a long way with Capricorn. They want someone who has a good head on their shoulders, that is intellectually stimulating and has goals and things of their own. Capricorn's not going to necessarily look at you if you don't have some kind of goal. You don't have to be making money, but if your goal is to be a housewife, like, that's still a goal. If your goal is to go to college and do a particular thing, that's still a goal. Like, depends on the Capricorn and who you're talking to. But Capricorn wants to see that you're either fitting a particular thing in their life, which is like a wife or a husband, or you have a good head on your shoulders and you guys make a really good team, as that's kind of what Capricorn's looking like. So stick to tradition when it comes to Capricorn and the way that you're going to talk and be around them. And if you don't want a traditional relationship, Capricorn's probably not the person for you. But yeah, have a good head on your shoulders, have some goals, have your life together, because if you don't have your life together, Capricorn will be like, psh, like, you don't have your life together. Don't even fucking bother. So that's Cap for you. They're very serious people. So don't ever try to like make them less serious or lighten them up. Like, that's just kind of like, they're ruled by Saturn. They tend to be very serious people. And that's perfectly okay. Like, we love Capricorn for that. Not everybody has to be laughing and joking all the time. So making sure that you're not like trying to force them to be funny or force them in a position where they have to be serious. Like, if they do naturally find you funny, that's great. But definitely not trying to put them in that box. All right, so let's go on to Aquarius. Get to know Aquarius's friends first, to Furrow Murph, because Aquarius is going to hang out with their friends more than you. You might as well be friends with them while you're at it. You're not going to have probably a very traditional relationship, because Aquarius is going to be exploring everything. It's an air sign, so expect to talk a lot. And Aquarius is kind of deep, because they're usually very much into the collective greater good. So being able to have a conversation from that perspective, it can be really cool. They're just such these from the future type of people. Get ready to watch a lot of sci-fi and things of that sort. Show your awkward side and show your uniqueness to an Aquarius, because that's going to go a long way with an Aquarius. They want to see what makes you stand out, what makes you weird, what makes you interesting, so they can show you their weirdness, because, you know, they always have one. These do tend to be very free-spirited people. So like I said, traditional relationships might necessarily work for an Aquarius. So if that's something that works for you, being able to talk about that is really, really awesome and great. Last but definitely not least, we have a Pisces sun, moon, risings, and definitely Venus. Ooh, Pisces are so sweet. They love sweet things. They love traditional, like, little cute stuff, little sentimental stuff, taking them on the date and letting them take you on a date and things of that sort. Being super thoughtful works with them. I think the biggest thing with Pisces is that Pisces tend to have these really big dreams. Don't invalidate them. When you start criticizing a Pisces dream and trying to bring them down to earth, that can work sometimes, but most of the time it does come off like, you don't believe in me. And Pisces are very, very sensitive. They want to be with someone who believes in them. There's grounding their dreams and like actually showing them that there's a way to get the dream, and that's like perfectly fine. But when you start saying like, oh, that's never going to happen, like, oh, who even thinks about that? That's not realistic. Like, when you start trying to force the Pisces to get their head out of the clouds, you're probably not going to get a very good reaction. Like, that's going to make them feel kind of like sad, and like, that's not really something that they're going to like. But with Pisces, just be really sweet. Like if you make them food, they're very, very generous. So if they want to get you something, you know, let them do that for you. That makes them feel super duper good. And just be very sweet and thoughtful. Pisces are actually pretty easy. Like Pisces and Aries, like they're pretty easy to get to know. So with all of that being said, that is all of the zodiac signs and how to flirt with them, especially applicable to rising signs, like I said. And always remember that flirting and dating is not just a game. It's also a way that we can get to know people and find people who are like-minded, who want the same things that we do. So you can use this podcast not just as a way to flirt with the zodiac signs, but also a way to know whether or not, you know, these particular people are actually people that you want to date in the first place, so that whatever time you're flirting with someone, it is authentic to you. With all that being said, that is the end of our episode, and I will see you guys again next week.